Hey, it's Jamie Sumner, left guard from 1994-95, and this is the Bunch of Nuts podcast with my boys, Dan and Cass. Go Bucks.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Dan. I'm here with Big Cass. Tonight, we're trying something new. Ohio State basketball, currently live against Illinois. It is 3-0 right now. No. 2-3. 2-3. Big bucket right now. Looks like who hit that? Branham. Malachi Branham. And one. He's going to free throw line. About to be hopefully 3-3. Let's get it started, Cass. I mean, Ohio State basketball, they somehow covered in immaculate fashion after almost blowing that game to Indiana, getting it to overtime. And the man of the hour, Malachi Branham, who just tied the game actually for Ohio State. Now it's 3-3. Had a great day, found EJ Liddell for that clutch pass to tie the game. I mean, he has turned out to be an absolute stud.
Yeah, absolutely. He's becoming one of my favorite players. And I talked about how, like, he is just, like, becoming the difference maker. Like, he's what we need down the stretch of he's averaging almost 20 points a game, I believe, in this last stretch. Last games and stuff. It's amazing how quickly he is developing. And it sucks because he's already being looked at to be taken in the second round of the NBA draft. I don't see him leaving this early because I think he's got first round talent. But you never know. It is, you know, college basketball is, you know, it, but Malachi Branham has been the X factor. We know what EJ Liddell has been, but you know, yeah, I think Brennan is what we thought Justice Suing was going to be.
It is debatable if he is going to leave. By the way, Illinois, it's 6-3 now. They're leading. This is going to be a good game, though. EJ Liddell has the flu, but he's playing. But Branham, he is an interesting case because a second round grade in the NBA, that's still a couple million dollars being waved in your face. And if it wasn't for NIL, I would say he's definitely gone. But NIL might honestly be a reason he could stay. And I mean, he could definitely become the face of Ohio State basketball. But if he's an early second round grade, I don't blame him. He absolutely has the talent. I don't know if he's ready for the NBA yet, just because he's so young. But you can definitely tell he is not hitting that freshman wall. He is actually bursting through the wall, which is impressive, because usually freshmen this year, they get tired, they slow down, their legs are heavy, they miss shots. He is the opposite. He's taking over games, which is really impressive to see. And he's going to be incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. He's living the legacy of the number 22 jersey. And, you know, I was in Vegas over the weekend and, you know, he had a good game against Iowa, despite the struggles they had in the second half. It was tough to watch in Vegas, by the way. And by the way, I didn't take your advice, Dan. I did take the Buckeyes in the bet, which I was only out $8. So it's nothing like too major. But if I would have picked Iowa, I would have walked out with $80 extra in my pocket. I mean,
it is what it is.
I had faith in my Buckeyes. I thought, okay, they're coming off a win, and I think they could do it. But boy, no one, I don't think anybody thought Iowa would be playing cruising like they are now.
Iowa is a very good team, even without Luka Garza, they still have all those shooters from last year. So I think they're going to be fine without Garza. They could be sneaky in the tournament. I really do. I mentioned Providence. And I mentioned Alabama. I think those are some sneaky teams. Providence isn't even sneaky. They're just a wagon. But those are teams I would keep my eye on. Oh, and Texas Tech. I did mention Texas Tech last week. But, I mean, when I just look at Branham, too, he reminds me of Mikhail Bridges almost for the Suns, for Nova. I feel like that's the type of player he is. So, I mean, we'll see how he develops. I appreciate your enthusiasm towards the Buckeye basketball team. You are a real one. I am not. The running joke now, every game on Twitter, because I feel like this happens every week, it's the Buckeyes have a lead, or, you know, it's a close game, and the second half happens, and they just give up this big lead, and I'm always like, just get the pallbearers, like, because they're letting me down again. So I'm ready to get hurt again. I know you're a true fan. I am just going to be – my whole strategy this season is just I'm going to be so negative towards them online that, like, they have to prove me wrong. And so far they're proving me wrong, but, like, I still got to be negative. It's working, and I'm staying with it.
By the way, Illinois is up 10-5 right now. I know you're listening to this tomorrow and you're like, what are these guys talking about? This game is over. But to us, this game is live. It's kind of interesting feed and how, you know, people react towards our podcast and how we react during a live game. This is the first time we've ever done a podcast during a live game.
God, what is Wheeler shooting?
So, it's 12-5. Trent Frazier just hit a jumper here. But Illinois is one of them teams that can go very, very deep in the tournament. By the way, I put $10 on UCLA winning the title, national title.
I love that.
At plus 400, walking out with $410 in my pocket. I have to have it. I can't go to Vegas for that. I have to mail my ticket in. But, Illinois is a tough team. They're playing in the toughest environment out there. And, of course, you got Liddell out with the flu and stuff. But the team the other night against Indiana, I thought they wanted to give that game away, but they still found a way to win it. And, you know, that's a good basketball team. And I was proud to see them win it, even though, you know, they won it.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, what I think is really helping them too is it's two things right now, mainly. It's obviously one, Branham is taking the next step, so that's great to see. Two, I think Gene Brown, he is such an X factor for this team. And even if he's not bringing it on the offensive end, because he's kind of like an Andre Weston, I feel like a player like that. He's not gonna put up 20, but he's gonna play great D. And he might explode for 10, 15 if he gets his shots, but he's going to take efficient shots. That's exactly what we need. It's Arns wasn't doing that. And Arns got every chance in the world for it felt like two or three seasons to do that. All we need is a guy to really play defense on the wing and get efficient shots. Arns wasn't getting efficient shots. He wasn't making efficient shots. He was, you know, just bricking threes, and his role was to play three and D. And he really wasn't a great defender, and he's a pretty good shooter, but I mean, the shots that count, for some reason, they just don't go in. So I think Eugene Brown has really come in, and he's really providing great minutes to this team. And I mean, we'll see how he does tonight. Maybe Arns explodes tonight. It's probably the way this will go, but I mean, Eugene Brown, I think, has been an absolute stud for this team.
Yeah, he's filled in really nicely, and I do wish we had Justice Suing. I really do. I think missing Justice Suing this year. Can you imagine if we had a healthy Justice Suing with the way Malachi Brennan is playing? We wouldn't be worrying too much about this game tonight on if we were going to get blown out or not. I feel, and I'm a realist. You know, I keep it real. I feel like we're going to get blown out this game. I really do. I'd be shocked if
we pulled this one off.
Yeah, I would be really shy. Like, I'm right there with you. Now, if they come out this weekend and lay an egg against Maryland, then it's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, I feel confident against Maryland. I think we could take them. And if you hear her crying, that's my dog. She's just being dramatic right now.
Well, the Buckeyes are down 12-5, yeah. So we feel you, Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen's being dramatic right now. But, yeah, it's – It was interesting was Joe Lunardi, his bracketology season, as we know, he released what he thinks Ohio State will be in. Like we said, it's going to change a million times. But right now he has us playing Iona. I believe it's a 5-12 matchup. It was Iona, and then we'd either play Providence or Vermont. So, I mean, that's kind of a tough bracket already because Providence, like I said, they're a wagon. Iona, Rick Pitino, you know, can't sleep on his team. And then Vermont has been a pretty good program the past couple seasons. So that's, I mean, looking at the way that's shaping up, I would like to I want to I need Holtmann to give us a Sweet 16 run. I need that at minimum. I think if he can get us a Sweet 16 or Elite 8, it's going to at least buy him a few more years easily. But we got to see some results in March from him at this point. There's no excuses. I know 2020, the season got ruined. And maybe that was the year we make a Final Four run or something with the Wesson brothers. You never know. It kind of was feeling like we were getting hot at the right time. Yeah, you agree, Carmen? But we got to see something from Holtmann this year. We have to. It's imperative.
Yeah, I agree with you. If not, I think here's a name that I was talking to a couple of my buddies at work about. We talk about the inconsistency of, one and done in the tournament. If Gene Smith says, hey, this ain't working out. Yeah, you're getting us to the tournament, but you haven't won the Big Ten. You haven't won the Big Ten tournament. You haven't really won a game, and we're going to have to part ways. I could see that. I mean, the next couple of years. Chris Jent.
Yeah.
Schools have been hiring former coaches like crazy. We'll get into the minute and hear in a little bit about a former player slash coach here that doesn't play, that never played for the Buckeyes here in a few minutes. But it comes to the fact that I like Chris Jent. I believe that we had our best shooting teams under Chris Jent.
He was a great shooting coach. There's no denying.
He was a great player for the Buckeyes. He was a great player for the Buckeyes too. Mm-hmm. I feel like Chris Jent would be a perfect fit, and I don't understand. And this is what I don't understand: why didn't we go after him when Thad Mata got fired?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think they
and
just
I like Holtmann. I like Holtmann.
I think they just kind of wanted to completely just get away from the Thad era at that point, because I think they just wanted to completely get away from the Thad era. But don't get me wrong. The last couple of years of the Thad era was pathetic. There's like if it wasn't for D'Angelo Russell, that one tournament team would have been that one team would have been awful. And that we obviously know the infamous five, or what do you call it?
The Thad five.
The Thad five. There we go. The Thad five. Like that recruit. That recruiting crest, they were highly ranked. They just, none of them panned out. So I don't know how much you can blame Thad for that, but it's the standard under Thad. When you take away those last couple seasons, the standard under Thad though was we were winning Big Ten regular season titles, Big Ten tournament championships, and making Final Four runs. And we had a first overall pick, a second overall pick, Big Ten Players of the Year. Like Thad set a precedent. And I know obviously his health declined like near the end and everything, because the dude almost lost his foot, or it was like something crazy with his health. So I don't know how much that played into it, but Holtmann needs to get to that level. That's a standard I think that is very attainable at Ohio State. We've seen it be obtained, and I think we need to get to that level again. Holtmann, we can't just be good. Like I'm not good with just being ranked 25 to 15, making the tournament, winning a game, getting knocked out. That's not what Ohio State should be.
I'm tired of being the number one overall teams in December. I'm ready to beat them in February, March, and April.
I agree. I feel like we haven't seen 2017 was a great season for us. Don't get me wrong. We came close to winning the Big Ten, won a game in the tournament. That was a great season. I was not expecting a ton, but after that season, I feel like we haven't gotten what we've been expecting. It was a nice start, but we haven't built on that.
Absolutely. We haven't. And I think if Holtmann can't get it there, then Chris Jent would be a huge, huge addition, which is, a former player that played for the Buckeyes, played in the NBA, coaches in the NBA right now. But there's another particular, I know this is a totally different, we're going to change the segue, but there's one particular former player that played for a team, won NBA titles, and is now a head coach of his school. And it's this guy behind me. His name is Juan Howard. Juan Howard, folks. just swinging punches at anybody. So Wisconsin fans and Michigan fans went to Madison over a Sunday, and they expected a basketball game, but a WWE Royal Rumble is what happened. We haven't really talked about this much, Dan, between you and I.
So I got the text. My buddy Mitch, who's been on the show, I wasn't even watching the game. All of a sudden on Sunday, I get a text. Juwan Howard just swung at someone. I'm dying. I'm like, what just happened? And you go watch the replay. And the form is terrible, first of all. That's a slap. He needs to be – he should be fired because he can't – if he can't throw a punch right, how can he coach young men to shoot a basketball and run an offense? Like, should be fired, in my opinion, because that is the worst form I've ever seen.
What is
that.
This guy doing?
It's
hold on. the white guy in the back with the John Travolta grease haircut.
Yeah, and then Greg Gard. I love the Michigan fans. They're trying to be like Greg Gard started it. He touched him. It's one. It was a handshake line. Two. Juwan, it looked like Juwan Howard touched him first, from my point of view.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
What is Greg Gard going to do to Juwan Howard? So the whole reason was ridiculous. Basically, Juwan Howard was getting smoked. They needed that win. And he was basically pressing, you know, walk-ons. Greg Gard's like, okay, we'll call a timeout so we don't get a violation so we can end the game.
Yeah, what is this guy doing?
that's Dickinson. No one, he's a punk. I stand with Wisconsin. I don't think anyone in Wisconsin did anything wrong, in my opinion. It was just a ridiculous situation. And the best part is just the Big Ten. They came out and just released a statement. Like, they were the fact they released a press statement on it, like, we are monitoring the situation and we'll deliver swift justice. Like, it was a slap.
Imagine being that guy right there, yeah, with the mask.
Yeah.
Like, that has to be a media member, right? This guy?
Yeah.
Like, look at his eye. Look at his eyes. Like, he's like, what is going on? Like,
that's definitely that guy kind of looks like John Gruden.
Like, I mean, this picture is just comical. Like, I love this picture. I might actually make this my cover page on Facebook just because the facial expressions of everybody in this picture, including the guy with the mask, is hysterical. Like,
and here's what's interesting. So he's getting the 5-game suspension and the end of the regular season. He will be back for the tournament. There's a high chance that, honestly, their first game back in the tournament, in the Big Ten tournament, if they win, they might play Wisconsin again. So just imagine that. Juwan Howard's, you know, first or second game back from this suspension, he's getting Greg Gard. And I can tell you what. It would not shock me if Michigan went on a run in the Big Ten tournament. I could totally see that happening. And I guarantee you, if they play Wisconsin, that's going to be a really chippy game.
Yeah, I think if somehow, some way, they end up playing Wisconsin, I feel like Juwan Howard is walking out to this. Little Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's just going to lay the stunner and just
gonna,
say I quit.
He's going to just slam together two Gatorades and just yeah, I could see that.
I mean, think about the University of Michigan in the past month and a half, okay? They have the issue with the president or whatever it is. They have to pay so much money to these sexual assault victims or whatever. I don't know the full story on this. Harbaugh
finessed him for a contract extension.
Yeah, Harbaugh, you know, goes to a job interview on National Signing Day, gets his extension, like you said, finessing. And then Juwan Howard just laying punches like he always does. This isn't his first incident. That's the key thing. This ain't his first incident.
He got into... he got into it with Mark Turgeon this time last year in the Big Ten tournament. I remember watching the game, and then Turgeon said something, and it was a whole issue.
Yeah. He's one more incident away from getting canned. And the thing is, he probably should have been canned, but I think all the money that would have been, had been invested in University of Michigan, think about how much money they would have lost.
Well, he's not a terrible coach either. Like, he's a decent back. I'll give him that. He's a pretty good basketball coach for the most part. It's absolutely hilarious that Holtman has his number for some reason. That just blows my mind. I love it. It's the greatest thing ever. But he's an okay basketball coach. So it's just really interesting how this is kind of just taking a life on its own. And it was like the number one leading story for like a day and a half. Like Russia is invading Ukraine right now. But all we heard about up until that was just, you know, Juwan Howard, and we were analyzing every facet of his, like, his arm motion and the slap. And it was just crazy how that was like the number one national story for a few days. And it's good, though. It's good for the sport.
Yeah, this ain't looking good for the Buckeyes right now. They're down 21-10, 9:59 to go in the first half. That's okay, though. I mean, EJ Liddell's out there playing.
I see Aaron's on the court. That's a nice make by Liddell. Nice little fadeaway. EJ Liddell flu game.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm following on Gamecast right now because I'm having issues being able to watch games right now, but that's okay. Justin Arns made a three-pointer.
Wow. Yes, he did. The man of the hour. That's his first bucket, I think, in three games, I believe, if I am correct, because he didn't score against Indiana or Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that being said, some former Buckeyes got drafted into this new USFL. Mike Weber and Johnny Dixon. I know Johnny Dixon got drafted to the New Orleans team.
Yeah.
I don't really know their nicknames.
New Orleans Breakers. And then Breakers. Weber went to the New Jersey Generals. So I tweeted when I didn't even realize Mike Weber was in the USFL draft, because I'm going to be completely honest, I'm not really following the USFL, because the second I saw that Shea Patterson was the first overall pick, I was like, okay, this league is doomed.
Yeah, but the number one pick was the Michigan Panthers. That was the only team. Like, come on, you're Michigan. Is there even Panthers up in Michigan? Like, it doesn't make any sense. How come Columbus didn't get a USFL team? Mapfre Stadium needs a team.
Well, give it to Mapfre, give it to lower.com. I guarantee you, if they put a USFL team either in Mapfre or lower.com, It would fill out. It would sell out. No problem.
If Columbus had a USFL team, what would their team name be?
It's a good one. I'm just thinking of my. It has to be something with a C. I feel like something that flows. The Columbus Cobras. I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like a cobra would be pretty cool. We could do, in honor of my dog, Carmen, we could do the Columbus Coonhounds. Like, just a, I don't know, Nathan, the dog breed is, the name, you know, it's controversial, but I mean,
Columbus Retrievers?
Columbus.
Hey, how about, we're going to put this up for Twitter.
Columbus Cannons. I don't know. Columbus Cannons.
Twitter, we need your help. If Columbus had a USFL team, what would the team name? I guarantee our Twitter account would boom on this.
Columbus.
The Columbus Critters. There's a lot of cockroaches.
Critter. The Columbus.
Especially if they played by Mapfre Stadium.
Yeah. The Columbus. What else is famous to Columbus?
Urban Meyer can coach.
The Columbus Draft Houses or Pint Chop House. Columbus. This is good. It's, I mean, there will be, if we get a team, I wouldn't even worry because there'll be a marketing department and like a think tank that.
Yeah, because there was supposed to be an indoor football team called the Mad Dogs.
Mm.
And it was kind of lame. And then, well, we had the Columbus Destroyers.
That's like, that's not a good, no offense to the Destroyers. That's not like, that's not a name. Like, you need, if you want to sell a product, like, one, they either have to be really good. So we, and it's the USFL, so they're not going to be good. Or two, they just have to have a really cool, like, logo and a name. And like that, that I feel like if you just get a
the Columbus cool, Comets.
See, I could see that. I could see.
I think that's the female football team.
Columbus Comets. Something. I had an idea. Hold on.
Well, you got to keep the, you got to keep the ship theme. You got the Clippers. Then you got the Columbus. Well, the Crew is a professional team, but the Clippers are a, is a, obviously a ship. And they're minor league baseball. This is be like minor league football.
The Columbus Camels. Do the Columbus Camels. You can do the Columbus
Dynamite.
Carp. Columbus.
What's famous in Columbus? I'm going to do that.
Calvary. The Columbus Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. That's a solid one. The Columbus Cement Dusters.
That would be so lame.
Ooh, the Columbus. Oh, here's a good one. The Columbus Champions or Champs or something. And then we just wear, we wear black and gold. So, like, that's a good black, gold, and white. And you're just playing mattfreeolower.com field. So, like, it's just like, we're the city of champions. And it's just something like that. Cheetahs. Ooh, cheetahs. Columbus Cheetahs. That's it. Boom. Because we got the zoo. There we go. Jack Hanna. There you go. Perfect. Columbus Cheetahs. And that's that. That's a cat that is intimidating. It's, you could have a good mascot. We could bring in the cheetah from the zoo. Yes. But anyway, Mike Weber and Johnny Dixon are in the USFL. They will soon be playing the Columbus Cheetahs in 2025.
The Columbus Cheetahs.
First reported by Bunch of Notes Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some non-big-time sports in Ohio State athletics. And we're going to start off with baseball because their season is just getting started. They're 3-1. Let's see here. They had a, they lost to BYU in the Snowbird Classic 9-6. They beat Indiana State 9-8, and they beat a doubleheader against Indiana State 9-3, 9-8. Beat Marshall 15-4. But fell to BYU. This weekend, they're at Texas. They're in San Marcos, Texas, to take on Texas State for a three-game series before they head next week to play Campbell in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then Saturday, they'll play Pitt in the Armed Forces in a Invitational on March 5th. And March 6th, they'll finish up that Invitational with a game against Army. Softball news. Softball team is rolling, folks. I don't have the official stats or anything, but even though they've lost, they are 7-1 on the season. And it was, the last game was a loss to Liberty and in that tournament down there. Last weekend they won, they beat Butler 1-0, beat South Alabama 4-2, Stetson 10-2, and then lost to Liberty 3-2. This Sunday they take on North Carolina. They beat North Carolina last Sunday, 5-2. This week they're in Columbia, South Carolina, and this one gets a little bit tougher, folks. They take on Virginia Tech on Friday at 1:00. That's actually tomorrow, or when you're listening to this. They take on Troy on Saturday at 6 p.m. and South Carolina at 3:30. And then they finish up with Miami, Ohio at 10:30 on Sunday before they get a two-week break. And then they head to Tampa, Florida to take on Stony Brook on the 11th.
All right. Buckle up, Cass. I got the lacrosse news. Sport of the future. So, one, we are planning on going to the Notre Dame game in a few weeks. But big week for lacrosse. They take down number four, North Carolina. They have risen in the AP poll to number eight, the number eight team in the country. So
they were unranked too.
Up 25 spots to number eight in the country. All right, we are a lacrosse school now. But our schedule, so we play in a few we play we play Harvard this Saturday. But
I have a special background for this.
Yes, but hold on, let me finish. We play so many ranked teams left, and like good ranked teams. We play right now, we play Notre Dame, who's number four. We play Rutgers, who's number five overall. We play number 11 overall, John Hopkins. I believe we played Cornell, who's number 14. We play Denver, who's number 16. And we play Michigan, who's number 17. And, oh, number one, Maryland. So, I mean, this – we play an absolute gauntlet of teams. And, by the way, Cass, Ohio State's Jack Myers and Justin Annaccio were recipients of the Men's Lacrosse Awards in the Big Ten Conference on Tuesday. Myers is the league's offensive player of the week, while Annaccio is the specialist of the week. Both of them were pivotal in taking down North Carolina. Absolute lacrosse school, and I love it, and we are a lacrosse podcast.
Heck yeah, we're learning, folks. Yeah, I love the lacrosse. I just wish the spring game would bring it back. Like the lacrosse game, you pay $5 for the spring game ticket. You get lacrosse and the football. I used to go to both. I used to spend hours in the shoe. The lacrosse game always started at 10, and it was over by, I'd say, noonish. And I saw them beat second ranked Notre Dame. I think it was 2016.
All the hate I'm putting on Ohio State basketball, I have extra love, and I'm giving it to lacrosse because they are not letting me down. And by the way, Buckeyes have actually cut the lead 25-22. Ed Coburn just missed a layup, and he missed another. And Liddell gets the rebound, and we're moving. And Arns turned it over.
My feed's faster than your feed.
Yeah, I'm streaming on Hulu over Wi-Fi. I'm a little delayed.
But Kyle Young just drilled a three, down Buckeyes down two, because Coleman Hawkins, a.k.a. Cruz from Coach Carter, that's who he looks like. No. But, yeah, we always play Illinois tough, even though up there Illinois is a great basketball team, great basketball program. But, yeah, we got a lot of things going on in the spring. Got the football spring game, got the lacrosse, maybe catching some baseball and softball games. By the way, I want to tell you Buckeye fans out there listening, if you haven't made it to Buckeye Field for a softball game, they're free. Go take a niece or your daughter to a free softball game. Watch and cheer these ladies on as they marched it through some series. It's a nice stadium, a little stadium outside the Woody. Go watch a free softball game. Get you a hot dog, some popcorn, and enjoy.
I wonder if pets are allowed.
That's a good question.
I would consider bringing Carmen. She'd probably bark the entire time. She'd get real loud. She would the loudest one in the crowd.
Yeah, hey, you ought to take bark if if baseball finds a way, take Carmen to a Reds game for Bark in the Park. Actually, the Columbus Clippers have them.
Yeah. She'd go absolutely nuts. But we're almost ready to wrap up, but not a ton of football news. It's just the Javonte G. Baptiste video and Jim Knowles getting the answer to his riddle like immediately was just the most impressive thing ever. It was like, you are the bus driver. Then he's really good with these riddles. And somehow Jim Knowles, like his attention to detail, he figured out, oh, bus driver's me. I'm 56 instantly. Like, everyone else was stumped. Our defensive coordinator is like, no, not today. He knew it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait till spring ball takes. Have you seen I know you have, but Buckeye fans, have you seen the pictures of Cade Stover? The dude has not missed a workout.
Scary, dude.
It could be scary. Can you imagine Zach Sawyer as a stand-up? We could make it look like we're running a 3-4 at times next year with Jack Sawyer and Cade Stover being those rush ends.
I just don't understand. Because if Cade Stover was – he was like a borderline 5-star recruit at linebacker. He was like a high 4-star. Why was he playing tight end? if he's always
– no depth.
I guess.
He was at – his first 2 years, he was at linebacker. Just never developed at Washington. He had to move to tight end because all we had was Jeremy Rucker and G. Scott.
I mean, I look at Stover.
I mean, our boy Joey Royer, I mean.
You see his size. You see the way he looks. As long as he puts it together mentally – I could see him being, you know, potentially a high pick. I really can. If he has one monster season, which he's obviously athletic enough to play the offensive side of the ball, and he can catch. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has a monster season for us.
Absolutely. By the way, obviously it was in Vegas. We need to talk about these odds real
quick. Let's hear the odds.
Okay. Obviously, CJ Stroud was +250 to win the Heisman. Put money, $10 on win. But I'm looking at it. JJ McCarthy is a +6,600 Michigan quarterback. Kyle McCord is a +8,000. How? I don't know. And then I'm looking. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a +150,000. I believe that Jackson Smith and Jigba and Travion Henderson were +25,000 or whatever.
Was Julian Fleming on that list?
Yes, he was. I don't have the full list. I just took screenshots of it. But there were so many Buckeyes on there. There was Fleming, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jackson Smith and Jigba, Kyle McCord, CJ Stroud, and Travion Henderson.
Now, yeah.
I didn't see Emeka Buka, which is odd.
I got to say, though, what were your thoughts when you got to Vegas and you saw that list? Like, that was a pretty cool list, right? Just, like, looking at all those odds.
Dude, I put $10 on Spencer Rattler to win the Heisman. If he ends up winning the Heisman, as long as the Buckeyes win the national title at +300, and Spencer Rattler wins the Heisman Trophy.
What were his odds? Like +3,000 or something?
+3,000, yes.
That's wild to me because that's such good odds because he was the number one guy. When I went to Vegas, he was the number one guy on the board. It was like him, DJ Uiagalelei.
So CJ Stroud.
Bryce Young.
Okay, CJ Stroud, if he wins at +400, I win $40. If Spencer Rattler wins the Heisman, I'm walking out with $300. And folks, I'm not a betting man. Like I don't usually go bet or anything, but I love those odds.
I like him too. I mean, he could do it. He could really. I could see that happening. By the way, it's 30-28. Ohio State down by 2. Illinois has the ball. Cass probably has the score 5 minutes ahead of me, but
30-28.
33-28. They just buried a 3.
It says official TV timeout.
I think we might win this game.
33-28.
This dude Alfonso Plummer has 18 points. What is going on?
Is Justin Arnes guarding him?
I don't know who is.
Brenham has 8 points right now on this floor right now for the Buckeyes. Liddell has 5, Zed Key 0, Brenham's 8, Eugene Brown 0, Jamari Wheeler 0. But the
full box. It looks like Michi's on Alfonso.
Kyle Coburn. Young has 10 points.
Coburn has
Arnes has 5.
Coburn has 9, but he's 4 for 12 right now. So that's just he has 9 because he's shooting so much, but he's not playing. Coburn's really not that good.
Kyle Young is 4 for 4.
Like,
Justin Arns is 1 for 1. He also made 2 free throws.
I gotta say this, Coburn does not scare me because every game I've watched him play against us, he just misses the easiest like. He misses free throws like it's his job or like.
Plumber is 6 of 8, but 6 of 7 behind the arc.
Yeah.
18 points.
That's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And that only happens against us, too. Someone that always happens against us in these ranked road games in the Big Ten. There's always one guy who just shoots lights out, I feel like. It's usually like someone on Michigan State, but for some reason, it's. Alfonso Plumber, who I didn't even know existed until
tonight,
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's how it's going to be. Go ahead.
Predict real quick before we wrap it up. Predictions. I know you'll everyone will be listening to this tomorrow after the game, but predictions on this game right now because first half is winding down.
I feel the Buckeyes could find a way to get it done, but I think they're going to lose a close one.
Yeah, I think we lose a close one. And I think it's a heartbreaker for some reason. I think they look like we have come to play. We're shooting lights out, and I we're going to lose a heartbreaker because they're just going to catch fire, I think.
I mean, but. Dude is 6 of 7 behind the arc. Coburn's 4 of 12, though. He's not – and he's getting out-rebounded, so – I mean, that's a good thing. But Sunday, I think the Buckeyes cruise to a victory on Maryland.
I agree. Unless this game's a real heartbreaker, it's like I can see this being real close and a heartbreaker and we're banged up and we drop one to Maryland because we're just banged up and tired because we kind of have a gauntlet going on right now. We should beat Maryland. But
we need that first. We need the double bye. We really need double bye.
Absolutely.
Right now, Wisconsin would have the number 1 seed, the Buckeyes the 4, Purdue the 2, and Illinois the 3. If we could just drop this one and win out for the rest of the rest of the way, which I think we will.
Well, the game against Michigan State, that's going to be a big one.
Michigan State is really falling right now. And we get them at home.
I don't know. It's Michigan State. I never take them lightly.
Oh, I'm not taking them lightly. We have to stay in that one, get that double bye. We have to get that double bye.
Yeah, I could see like Joey Hauser dropping 30 on us somehow.
30 to Kyle Young, man.
He is spraying.
Yeah, he has got. Branham has 10 points. Well, that's the starters. Mm-hmm. 3 of your starters have 0 points. But Kyle Young off the bench is 5 of 5 with 12 points. Justin Arns has 5. But yeah, keep it going. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoy the rest of this game. Hopefully, Buckeyes can come out and win. And they win Sunday.
Absolutely. As always. Thank you so much for listening to the Bunch of Nuts podcast. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy, and as always, go Bucks.